Hello.
Hello, my name is Jeff. We're conducting HRV. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. What is your zip code?
53222.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1971.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for presidents, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, didn't vote?
Someone else.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? No Spanish Latino or Spanish origin, just Mexican, Mexican American Chicano, just Puerto Rican, just Cuban, just Dominican?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
Thank you. One moment. All right. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you now registered?
Registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day? Voting in person on election day? Voting by mail? Other?
Mail-in.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
2.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year elections for President, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. All right, now I would like you to rate how you feel about some people. Use it on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you haven't heard about the people in groups, please indicate so. First one, Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Tim Walz.
Oh, Tim. You said Tim. I said Tim. 4.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
2.
Mark Kelly.
0.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Barack Obama.
8.
Josh Shapiro.
0.
Thank you. Let me move forward. On a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you have been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First one, the affordability of housing.
10.
Lack of dependable transportation system?
0.
Election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections?
0.
The crime rate in my community?
I'm sorry, the current what?
The crime rate in my community.
Oh, the crime rate. 6.
Thank you. Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities?
8.
Thank you. Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restrictive?
8.
Thank you. The availability of resources for K-12 education?
4.
Thank you. The banning of Black history?
10.
Thank you. Racial profiling among policies?
4.
The protection of Social Security or Medicare?
4.
Fighting discrimination and systemic racism?
10.
The conflict in Palestine?
4.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
10.
Thank you. Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that make it harder for certain people to vote?
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Neither.
Okay. Just give me one moment. Oh, just to confirm, would you say other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not presidents, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections? So the other option.
Undecided.
Thank you.
Undecided.
If you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices but no president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Undecided.
Thank you. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but if it is assumed, she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, someone more motivated to vote, make no difference, someone less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Make no difference.
Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, someone more favorable, make no difference, someone less favorable, or much less favorable?
Make no difference.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, someone describe her, only describes a bit, or really doesn't describe her. First one, fights for people of color.
Really doesn't describe her.
Thank you. early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy?
Somewhat describes her.
Thank you. Is a political insider?
Somewhat describes her.
Thank you. Is progressive?
Doesn't really describe her.
Represents the black community?
Doesn't really describe her.
Local people that should not have been?
Somewhat describes her.
Governs with kindness and compassion?
Somewhat describes her.
Thank you. Moving forward, now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable of Vice President Harris, someone more favorable, someone less favorable, much less favorable, or not different. First one, Kamala is literally a child of protests and activists. Her parents were born activists that met in a black student group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
And how do you want me to rank her again? Give me the four again.
Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference.
No difference.
Thank you. Second one, Kamala has constantly been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Somewhat favorable.
All right, somewhat more favorable or somewhat less favorable?
Someone more favorable.
Thank you. Kamala is an absolutely trailblazer, the first African-American and woman elected as a district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
No difference.
Thank you. Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of powers and deaths at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
No difference.
As CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and filed to bring into the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. Moving forward. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year. Election for presidents, Congress, state, and local offices of a scale for 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay. 4.
Okay, thank you. All right. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you, please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
2.
Thank you. I know it's a long wait out, but if the November 2024 elections for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices, but not presidents, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Undecided.
Thank you. If you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not presidents, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Undecided.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A little.
A little, okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. Facebook, MSNBC, local TV news, network news, like ABC, CBS, NBC, TikTok, national newspaper, Instagram, local radio, Twitter, family and friends, local newspaper, Fox News, CNN, Snapchat, other, none of the above.
MSNBC. X. Mm-hmm. And Instagram.
All right, thank you. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in this group chat? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all. I don't use group chats.
Very often.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourselves a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. What is the highest level of the school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Graduate school.
Okay. Just to make sure you say high school?
College.
Oh, okay. Thank you. One more.
4-year college. Yeah.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is why?
80,000.
Okay, one moment. All right, perfect. This concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and I really appreciate your time. Okay?
Yes, but I think you guys need to ask a few more questions that pertain to single people. Just a thought.
Okay, I see. We're going to be taking that as a feedback, and I'm going to be requesting that information.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, some of those topics don't really apply to single people, so it'd be nice for you guys to add a few more of those. But thank you so much for calling me back. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
No, okay, I appreciate that feedback. I hope you have an amazing day as well.